Oh, Captain. Wake up, Captain.
Yes, what
is... It's time to wake up, Captain. You're wanted on the bridge.
Oh, right. Where am I, Miss Muffins?
You're in my cabin, Captain. You spent the night here.
Oh, yes, Miss Muffins. Some things are starting to come back to me. We were discussing the ship's menu, then you poured me a drink, and then... That's about all I remember, except for that delicious snack you gave me. What did you call it
again? I call it Leg McMuffin, Captain. And after what happened last night, you can call me Melanie. You don't have to be so formal now.
I see. Yes. So, Melanie, what's the nutritional value in Leg McMuffin?
Well, Captain, Leg McMuffin has no fat or calories, if that's what you mean.
Excellent, Melanie. Will we be adding it to the ship's menu?
I'm afraid not, Captain. Leg McMuffin is my specialty of the house, and I only serve it to a few select guests.
Right. Well, thank you for everything, Melanie. I guess I better get up to the bridge. We'll see you later.
You definitely will, Captain. And whenever you get a craving for Leg McMuffin, you know where to come.
Good morning, Mr. Spam. So how do you think our opening night went?
Overall, it went very well, Captain, except for the big fight.
What big fight, Mr. Spam?
The big brawl between Kuna the Blueberrian, Lieutenant Hardcore, and Ensign Facebreaker.
Oh, right. How did that turn out, Mr. Spam?
Well, Captain, Kuna the Blueberrian is very strong, and he was winning the fight until a big puddle of green slime appeared right in front of him, and everything changed.
Go on, Mr. Spam. What happened next?
Well, Kunan slipped on the puddle of green slime, fell down, and put his back out.
But where did the puddle of green slime come from, Mr. Spam?
Well, this is a good news and bad news situation, Captain.
What's the good news, Mr. Spam?
Well, Lieutenant Hardcore and Ensign Facebreaker are recovering in sickbay, and aside from some cuts and bruises, they're going to be okay.
And the bad news, Mr. Spam?
The bad news is that the green slime is a stowaway alien from another galaxy called Lowlife. It seems Lowlife is a type of shapeshifter who changes into another life form whenever he's under stress.
Anything else, Mr. Spam?
Now, it would seem highly illogical, Captain, if I did not have anything else to say. It seems that Lowlife has a female friend by the name of Stardust. I have them both locked up in security. You can meet them both after the tribunal hearing.
Tribunal hearing? What tribunal hearing?
Well, Captain, as a result of what happened on opening night, some of the crew are asking for extra compensation, and according to policy, a tribunal hearing must be convened to settle the issues.
I see. So what is the procedure, Mr. Spam?
The tribunal is convened, which consists of three tribunal members and an adjudicator. The crew then presents their case for high wages, and then one of the ship's officers, usually their captain, presents any counter-arguments, and the tribunal then votes for or against in each individual case. The adjudicator keeps order and announces the decision.
So when is this tribunal, Spam?
In 10 minutes, Captain. Do you want to handle it, or would you like me or one of the other officers to handle it?
Thank you for offering, Mr. Spam, but I think I can handle it with your assistance, of course.
Of course, Captain. You need someone to cover your back. Shall we proceed to the tribunal room?
Do lead on, Mr. Spam.